is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with new hopes for a ceasefire in Gaza after the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, chief architect of the October 7th attack on Israel. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin spoke in Brussels this morning.
Secretary Austin said Sinwar devoted his life to wrecking the chances of peace between the Israelis and Palestinians. He said their top priority right now
is the 101 hostages still kidnapped in Gaza. They have been through hell. And so have their families.
He said they shouldn't have to suffer one more hour in captivity and had this strong message.
Those who are holding hostages should release them immediately.
CBS's Stacey Lynn reporting. President Biden is in Germany, where he's meeting with NATO allies on the conflict in Gaza and on Russia's war in Ukraine.
We cannot let up. We must sustain our support.
American Paul Whelan has spoken exclusively to CBS News about his 5 years in a Russian prison after he was convicted on espionage charges. He tells CBS's Margaret Brennan he suffers from PTSD.
There's a psychological piece to this that even though now, you know, I seem like I'm doing okay, I've put back on some of the weight that I lost.
Whelan was released in a prisoner swap 2 months ago. The full interview is on Sunday's Face the Nation. Another recall for self-driving Teslas, this time over how they react in sun glare, fog, dust. The problem is blamed for at least one death. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
That death happened in low visibility conditions, as did an unrelated injury with four crashes in total. So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration will look into how the system works when visibility is low. The full self-driving hardware is currently on 2.4 million Teslas.
New crisis over lead in drinking water. Tests by the Natural Resources Defense Council on water in Syracuse, New York, have found double the amount that raised red flags in Flint, Michigan. The NRDC's Valerie Barron.
The city has been saying even recently that the water is safe. But the data say otherwise. We need both immediate and long-term action.
She says it's not clear where the lead is coming from. This is the weekend. Last Kmart in the mainland U.S. is closing. Locals and weekenders alike say they'll miss the store near the beach in Bridgehampton, New York, where average home prices are around $3 million. It was often frequented by the rich and famous. S&P futures up 14. Dow futures down 66. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Kenosha County committee unanimously rejected a resolution to discourage migrant resettlement in Kenosha County. At a meeting this week, Supervisor John Morrissey criticized the idea.
First off, we need to identify who you're talking about. Again, I think Supervisor Norton said you're probably talking about undocumented or illegal. That's not clear here.
Instead, he suggested a task force as a more appropriate approach. Racine will honor firefighter Max Baer at a memorial service in Memorial Hall downtown today. Baer, who died in a motorcycle crash, served with the Raymond Fire Department for 14 years and recently joined the Racine Fire Department. A former Kenosha County teacher's aide faces new allegations of sexual misconduct with a third student. The preliminary hearing yesterday for Anna Marie Crocker was delayed until late November. Possible additional charges could come from both Racine and Kenosha counties. Wisconsin's U.S. Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Covey will meet for their sole debate tonight at 7. The debate will be broadcast on civic media radio stations across the state, locally on 540 WAUK. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost their final preseason game to the Mavericks 109-84. Doc Rivers says it was important for the younger players, like A.J. Johnson, to get in some playing time with their veterans.
Like, I look at A.J. Johnson. He struggled a little bit today. All that is good for him. All the minutes are good. Just have to learn that you're going to play with Dame and Giannis and Brooke and Bobby and Chris Middleton. They all have to learn how to play with stars.
The Bucks season opener is next Wednesday night in Philly against the 76ers. Badgers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Evanston to play Northwestern tomorrow at 11 a.m. On Sunday, the Packers host the Houston Texans. Rich Bisaccia asked, what does he like about their new veteran kicker, Brandon McManus?
I mean, what's not to like? You know, he's got a lot of skins on the wall. He's been in a lot of pressure situations. He's had kicks in the Super Bowl. He's played in cold weather. He's played in hot weather. You know, he's been successful for a long time, so we're glad we got him right now.
As Packers special team coordinator Rich Bisaccia with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 68 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, sunny 70. Then on Sunday, more sunshine with a high back up to near 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Kenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
Local news. Timeless sits right here at WRJN. Good morning. I'm Cindy Huber. Not that that means anything unless I owe you money. Oh, that means a lot, right? Means I gotta come up with another excuse of why I can't pay you this week. Well, anyway, we're celebrating a Friday just because the Tommy James and the Shondells.
What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Crystal.
Tournament, local news, and timeless hits.
We'll be right back.
Superstitious. However, this is superstition. The awesome Stevie Wonder. I'm Cindy Huber. Artists of Record. The last day for this Friday. And by the way, October 25th is coming up in the next week or so. And somebody, one of my Artists of Record winners, is going to win an actual record player to play their album that they won on. So today, Artists of Record is Chuck Berry. He's got a birthday. And I'm going to make this real easy for you. Your chance to win is between 10:30 and 11:30, and it's Chuck Berry driving along in my automobile. That one, with no particular place to go, is the name of the song. I'll even help you out with hints and stuff. So from 10:30 to 11:30, Chuck Berry is our Artist of Record right here on WRJN, courtesy of Time and Again Records. Alrighty, Memories and More. And oh my goodness, Ray, he's a really good friend of this radio station. He is located, Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more on Durand Avenue. He's right by the Antique Mall. So good luck from WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together, we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
When you're hiring, ZipRecruiter's technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. What if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Today is WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season will be here before you know it, so save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deal.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Seasons right here on WRJM with local news and timeless. It's gorgeous day today. Going to be near 70 tomorrow, in the 70s on Sunday.
Willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me, and I'll shower your heart with tenderness.
to see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn, and I would gladly teach you. Don't let's go.
local news and timeless is right here on WRJ and the Righteous Brothers. Totally righteous dudes. You've lost that loving feeling. Everybody's got that one neighbor, right? Everybody's got a neighbor. Most of us do, anyway. My one neighbor in particular, Dick Trucks, he knows just about everything there is to know about music. That's why I invited him on the show to do his own feature called Uncle Dick's Picks. Now, a few days ago, Paul Simon had another birthday, and today, Uncle Dick will be spotlighting Paul Simon and Simon and Garfunkel. So it's going to be a really cool one. I talked to him yesterday. He's talking about feuds. So that's going to be a fun one. And that is today at 12:15, Uncle Dick's Picks, right here on WRJN as we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin and challenger Eric Hovde meet tonight for their only debate. You can hear it on many civic media stations tonight at 6:50. Groups are asking the state attorney general to look into intimidating text messages sent to young adults about voting in Wisconsin. Jay Heck of Common Cause says he thinks most won't fall for it.
I think younger people, by and large, I think are less susceptible to some of this stuff that they see in the texts that they get because they're just more used to social media. And I think a lot of them are probably a little more savvy about whether it's true or not.
The texts warn of fines or jail time for breaking election laws. Critics say the intent is to scare young people into not voting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A county board committee unanimously rejected a resolution aimed at discouraging migrant resettlement in Kenosha County this week. Supervisor John Morrissey criticized the idea.
First off, we need to identify who you're talking about. Again, I think Supervisor Norgan said you're probably talking about undocumented or illegal. That's not clear here. There's a difference between refugees and immigrants and asylum seekers and all of that.
The proposal introduced by Supervisor Keith Gray sought to limit refugee and immigrant relocation without proper planning. Morrissey, with a background as a police chief and a city administrator, suggested forming a task force as a more appropriate approach to addressing the issue. A former Kenosha County teacher's aide faces new allegations of sexual misconduct with a third student. Prosecutors in Kenosha County yesterday revealed the possibility of additional charges during a preliminary hearing for Anna Marie Crocker. She already faces accusations of inappropriate relationships with a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old. There are also possible charges coming from Racine County. The hearing was delayed yesterday, set back to November. Today, Racine will remember a firefighter lost. Memorial Hall downtown serves as a space to honor and remember longtime Racine County firefighter Max Bayer. He died in a motorcycle crash last week. And the antique expert is in Racine today. People can take advantage of a free antique appraisal session at the library. The appraiser is known for work on the Antiques Roadshow. People going can have one item appraised at no cost, while additional items can be appraised for $10 each. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 68 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, sunny 70. Then on Sunday, more sunshine with a high back up to near 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Yeah.
local news and timelessness right here at WRJ and Linda Ronstadt. And you are no good. I never knew what that meant. Must be an old boyfriend or something. That's usually the case with these songs. Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston.
Have a dream, baby. Who can make that dream so real? One can talk about being in love. Who can say how it really feels? One can worship on a star. Two can make that wish come true, yeah. One can stand. The light shine through. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you. Just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two. One can have.
Thank you.
local news and timeless. It's right here at WRJ and Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. You know, he was on this this radio station, WRJN, for over 50 years, about 57, I believe. Isn't that crazy? I mean, he's such a big part of this radio station, and he's back. Remember Paul Harvey and all the rest of the story? Well, we got it. 7:25 with the awesome Don Rosen, and again at 12:05 today, right here on WRJN.
Start your day with something special at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team handcrafts freshly made donuts and pastries just for you. But that's not all. Indulge in the decadence of a creme brulee, the layers of a rich tiramisu, or the savory taste of a hearty quiche. Whether you're sweetening your morning or treating yourself in the afternoon, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interests in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Local news and timeless is that's what we have here on WRJN. Speaking of news, CBS National News just minutes away along with Stuart J. Waddle's local news, Mike Clemens with sports. All coming up.
Sugar.
the local news. Timeless hits are back on WRJN. 56 degrees right now. And we're seeing the temperatures are going up now.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear to